time for Brenham Cubbets softball on the air. The Cubbets game against Kenwood Park being made possible by A Freedom Bail Bonds, Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, John Breeden with State Farm, BVR Material, Performance Health and Wellness, TNA Services, Lubo Creamery, Seidel Schrader, Brenham Collision Center, Hyundai of Brenham, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Lynn College, Tegger Toyota, Wellman Insurance Agency, Computer Helpers, J&A Roofing, Nathan's Barbecue, Tieleman General Contracting, Apple Ford, Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Bilski Waterwell Services, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Catamans Supply, Collier Construction, Kanjira Tile, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Diamond and Associates, J&J Packing, Wingstop, Sendero Arbor Cares, Citizen State Bank, and Hody Real Estate. We'll be back with your hosts, Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange, in the pregame show after these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park Street in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubettes softball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for making this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state!
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubettes softball team in the playoffs. They're cheering them on into another successful season. They wish our Cubettes a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Time for some playoff softball as we get ready for the third game of a three-game series between the Brenham Cubettes and the Kingwood Park Panthers. Had ourselves a bit of a controversial end to yesterday's game as the Brenham Cubs lost to the Kingwood Panthers 10-9 after a 7-6 victory in Game 1. So they're the home team again, and they're getting reared and ready as they warm up and get ready for the end to this playoff series. And let's see, hopefully we have ourselves a great, clean game to call here today and see how it goes for our Brenham Cubettes. So, Tommy, you know, you heard about last night. What do you think about this game today?
I tell you what, we're all up for grabs today. I got a little bit of information, and I don't need to stress that anymore, talk about that anymore. But, you know, what they're going to have to do, this is game three, and that's why they play three-game series. You have to go out and you have to be mentally prepared for each and every game. So I hope the Cubettes are ready to play this morning because it shows that Kingwood Park is not going to give up.
Yeah, not a team that's going to give up at all. After being down 7-1 yesterday in the third inning, they were able to come back and, like we mentioned, take this victory yesterday 10-9. So that's going to be the story for the game as we get ready for Game 3, a series deciding matchup between the Brenham Cubettes and the Kingwood Park Panthers. So let's see what we got in store for us today, but we'll be back for some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Brenham Cubettes during their exciting playoff season. They believe in investing in the future of Washington County and are especially proud of these outstanding young women. For expert veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, trust the team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
All right, back here to Cypress Falls High School softball field. And the Brenham Cubette faithful are starting to pour in now, getting a good, strong turnout to support their Cubettes as they look to advance into the next series with this series finale, Game 3. Now it's time to put the last game behind them and focus on today. And we know some of the crowd was not happy with the result yesterday, so see what we can get today. Tommy, I heard that such in fact that we actually have a new umpire that got switched out for today. So we'll see how that plays into everything. But for now, it's all about playoff softball. And tell you what, Tommy, it feels like a playoff softball atmosphere right now.
I tell you what, it's that time of year. You just have to get accustomed to it, and it all boils down to who's going to want it the most, plain and simple.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's all going to be who can get out there, play the stronger game, and we're definitely hoping it's the Brenham Cubettes today. So it's been a great series so far. These teams have only been separated by one run in both their previous matchups. You can expect a very competitive game as, you know, it's as close as it can get in this series so far. So exactly what we would want, a competitive matchup that has proven to be such with great performances on both teams. Let's see what's in store for us today. Well, a couple keys.
Whoever puts their foot on the throttle, don't take it off.
Yes, sir.
That's who's going to win the ball game.
Yeah, as we've seen a couple comebacks in this series already, you know, you got to make sure that when you're in front, you got to stay in front and keep getting further ahead. So that's going to be the key of the game here for today for both teams, as both have suffered comebacks in this series. So we'll be back for some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Well, head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Cubettes on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
You know you want those Wingstop boneless wings. With the boneless meal deal from Wingstop, you get 20 boneless wings in 4 delicious flavors and a large order of hand-cut fries for just $16.99. What are you waiting for? More wings, more flavor, more bang for your buck. The boneless meal deal from Wingstop. Order now from Wingstop.com. Valid at participating locations for a limited time on orders for pickup or delivery placed via Wingstop.com or the Wingstop app. Prices may vary by location, does not include applicable fees, surcharges, taxes, or gratuities. Valid while supplies last.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
As we get ready for the third and final game between Kingwood Park Panthers and the Brenham Cubettes, it's time for our starting lineups. And now the starting lineup is brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. That's T&A Services. So for the Kingwood Park Panthers is going to go with a very similar lineup as we had on Thursday and yesterday. On the mound is going to be Haley Seal, starting her third game in a row.
That's the coach.
Batting leadoff is going to be Ava Kleinfelter, over in center at the center fielder, number 3, followed by number 21, Addison Gomez in the catching position, followed by number 16, Abby Papadimitriou in third base. And padding cleanup is going to be number 22, Kylie Brown, the shortstop for the Kingwood Park Panthers, followed by number 8, Allie Minnick, who's playing in first base today. Then it's Haley Petrosino, number 19, in right field, followed by Hadley Heineman, number 15, who is going to be playing in left field. And Lexi Barbantine is going to be the designated player, number 7, batting at the bottom of the lineup. And the head coach for the Panthers is going to be Lindsay Gregory. Now it's time for your Brenham Cubettes lineup. And, of course, on the mound is going to be Kylie Baker getting the start again. And the batting leadoff is number 4, Avery Maurer, the shortstop for the Brenham Cubettes, followed by number 14, Sarah Mabey in left field. And third will be number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann, who will be in third base today. Batting cleanup is going to be number 11, Kinley Ann Koviak, who will be in center field, followed by Kylie Baker, who is on the mound, and she will be batting in fifth, followed by number 5, Alden Jacks. After that will be number 2, Harper Castillo in first base, followed by Stella Landry, the catcher, number 16. And to round it all off is going to be number 7, Leighton Davis, who will be in second base today. So a strong lineup, a lineup we're very familiar with, Tommy. And that is the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubettes. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout-out to the Girls of the Diamond, the Brenham Cubettes softball team, one of Texas's best high school softball programs. You can stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Go in today or shop online 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Sendero Arbor Care would like to extend their heartfelt congratulations to the Brenham Cubettes softball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubettes softball team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cubettes softball team during their playoffs.
All right, back here to Cypress Falls High School where the girls are warming up. This Brenham Cubettes versus Kingwood Park Panthers matchup. This is, again, like I mentioned, the final game of the series. It's tied. The series is tied 1-1. And, Tommy, looks like they're doing one of your favorite drills out there, playing some pepper.
Hey, I tell you what, that's old school. And you know what? The game of baseball, softball, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, whether it be softball girls, baseball boys, the game has not changed. Yeah, you still play either 7 or 9 innings, plain and simple. 3 strikes and you're out, 4 balls and you walk. Nothing has changed. So yeah. It's a great game. We're going to see. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning.
And something a lot of these girls have been doing together for a very long time now, so you know they're well experienced. And just talking about the facilities here at Cypress Falls High School, we mentioned before, this is a beautiful field, nice turf. We had a weather delay on Thursday, and it was very quick due to how good this field is, drained nicely. And, again, it's all turf, so you can expect some uniform bounces, and it shouldn't be any funky plays coming off the bounces when they come off the bat.
I tell you what, the first thing I'm going to say is a compliment to the head coach here at Cy Falls girls softball team. Him and his staff up here have just been absolutely phenomenal. They have just been so kind. Hospitality is unbelievable. And when he gave a full explanation of how they designed this field, I would have, after that storm on Thursday night, I would have never dreamed we would play in 30 minutes, but we did. Just really, really amazing.
Yeah, you got that right. A lot of us are up here already writing the game off, but, you know, they mentioned to us, they're like, you just wait, our field's going to drain beautifully, and it did just that, and we were able to continue that game, and it was a big win for the Brenham Cubettes in that one. Now, as we see, the girls are huddling up, getting ready to stacking up their gloves over on the first base line. And it looks like they're reared and ready for a playoff game. You see the camaraderie. You see them warming up, getting hyped up, and ready for a strong performance as Coach Katie Roberts comes out to speak to the umpires here. And if Kingwood Park coach not up yet, but there goes Katie Roberts.
If you want to see a game face, if you want to see a game face, look at Coach Roberts.
Oh, yeah, Coach
Roberts.
That's
game face.
Coach Robert is intense, and that is, you know, why she has these girls playing so hard. A big part of why she has these girls playing so hard for her. This is a team that does not give up. As we know, they were down in that first game, and they were able to fight back. And they kept fighting through the last game, but unfortunately, Kingwood Park was able to fight hard as well. And we've had ourselves a couple of competitive matchups, like like we mentioned earlier, both games so far in the series tied 1-1, have only been separated by one run, and that just goes to show the competitive nature of both these coaches as well as these softball teams.
No doubt about it, and we do know that the game on Thursday night, mental mistakes came into the picture very clearly. When you have a 10-9 ball game, evidently mental mistakes came into the picture also. So today, you know, it's going to be which team makes the least amount of mistakes and is, you know, clearly focused on going to the next round. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, when it's a close matchup like that, it's always going to be those close plays, those plays of inches that are going to decide the game. So that's been the story so far here for this Brenham Cubettes versus Kingwood Park matchup. And as we get ready to get to for first pitch, we see Coach Roberts with Coach Gregory up there, and they're going to go over the rules, get a final word from the umpires, make sure that they have themselves a nice, clean game here today. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the Blinn College Game Time Weather Update.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubettes and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Cubettes good luck in the playoffs.
You need a new roof, but you don't know who to trust, right? Well, there's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Company. Best softball playoff season.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, as we come back here to Cy Falls High School softball field, and you can see the dugout for the Brenham Cubettes. They're reared and ready. The coaching staff is comprised of head coach Katie Roberts, assistant coaches Olivia Van Hook, Ryan Campbell, and Austin Buck, with managers Addison Smith, Emma Shield, ready to capture all the action and help out their head coach in getting this game off to a nice, clean start and find any advantages that they can. And now it's time for the Blinn College Game Time Weather Update. The Game Time Weather Update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And we'll let them get through the lineups here as they announce our Brenham Cubettes.
Number 8, Sloan Tucker. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 17, Isabella Hyatt. Number 19, Brandon Stray. And number 21, Rikana Marsters. And number 12, Heidi Buster. And for your starting lineup, batting leadoff spot, number 4, Avery Marler. Maddie second, number 14, Sarah Mabee, playing left field. Maddie third, number 9, Mackenzie Tiamin. Third base, sorry about that. Maddie fourth, number 11, Kinley and Kodiak, playing left center field. Maddie fifth, number 18, Kylie Baker, pitching on the mound. Maddie sixth, number 5, Alden Jacks, playing designated hitter. Maddie seventh, number 2, Harper Castillo, playing first base. Maddie eighth, number 16, Stella Landry, catcher. Maddie ninth, number 7, Layton Davis, playing second base. And number 1, Allie Tiemann, playing right field.
And that's the Brenham Cubettes lineup, as brought to you here by the announcers here at Cypress Falls High School. And cut it short there, but the game time weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. All right, can't interrupt the national anthem here. We're going to stand and remove our hats for the national anthem. National anthem. It's time to play ball, but first the game time weather update. The game time weather update is sponsored by Blinn College, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And I'll tell you what, Tommy, it's a great weather. Nice sunny day out. Got a little breeze going from left field to right field, a little crosswind, but nothing too crazy, as the temperature is now 76 degrees. It's expected to get up into the 80s, and perfect weather for some softball, huh, Tommy?
No doubt about it. Just a beautiful day. A nice end of April, getting toward the end of April, late spring morning. So it's going to be a fun day. We'll see what happens, and good luck, Cubs.
Yeah, just a beautiful Texas spring day. And as we get ready for the first pitch here, Kylie Baker takes her place on the mound. Got her warm-up pitches in, and she has her game face on. Very good, ready. And that's going to bring up the first batter for the Kingwood Park Panthers. That's going to be Ava Kleinfeld, the center fielder for the Panthers. Playing number 3, left-handed batter against the righty Kylie Baker. And the first one is going to be put low for a ball. Next one is going to catch that inside corner with a beautiful strike there by Baker to even up the count at 1. And this one's going to be a slow chopper right to Kylie Baker, who flips it over to Harper Castillo, and that's going to be the first out for Kylie Baker. Great job there getting her first batter out quickly.
Good job by Kylie. One of the keys in any ball game is getting that leadoff hitter on base. Great job by the Cubettes of getting that first out.
Yeah, and that's going to bring up number 21, Addison Gomez, the catcher for the Panthers, right-handed batter. And she's going to foul the first one to the right side netting. And Stella Andrews is going to go over and gather it. And get back in her place after getting a couple words from Coach Roberts. His next pitch by Kylie Baker. This is going to be right down the middle and on a ground ball. It's going to get past Kylie Baker and get past Leighton Davis into center field. Up comes Kinley-Ann Koviak to flip it over to second, and that's going to be a single for Addison Gomez.
Tell you what, just good piece of hitting there. It was a good pitch by Kylie Baker down at the knees, shaded toward the inner part of the plate. Good bat control by Gomez and drives it up the middle for a base hit.
Yeah, and that's going to bring up number 16, Abby Papadimitriou, third base for the Panthers here. And the first one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner there for Kylie Baker. And that's going to be 0-1 quickly. So with the runner on first, here's the 0-1 pitch.
Oh, yes.
And a great job there. That one looked like it was going inside, but she breaks it back into the strike zone, and that's going to be 0-2. Kylie Baker well ahead of the count here. And this is going to be chopped up, and Kylie Baker's going to make the catch again. And on the hopper that went to her right, and she's going to flip it over to Castillo in first for the second out of the inning.
I tell you what, great play there by Kylie Baker. A good jump by Gomez at first. No play at second base, but getting the sure out at first base.
So with that being the second out of the inning, that does advance Addison Gomez to second, and that's going to bring up number 22, Kylie Brown, shortstop for the Panthers. Right-handed batter. And the first one's a swing and a miss. Great pitch there by Kylie Baker.
So far early here in the ball game, Kylie keeping the pitch down in the strike zone.
And the second one is going to be low and away to keep it up the count at one. And you hit the nail right on the head, Tommy. She's come out and throwing some strikes effectively and very often here early. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And that one is going to be outside, bring the count to 2-1. It's a 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be put inside and a little too high for another ball.
I may agree with the high, but I'm not totally for sure about the inside.
Nonetheless, here's the 3-1 pitch, and this one's going to be left low for a ball four, and that's going to put runners on the corners with the walk.
Ball got away from Stella Landry. Good base running there by Gomez at second, going over to third.
And that's going to bring up number 8, Allie Minnick, who's playing in first base for the Panthers. They're a right-handed batter against our righty, Kylie Baker. First pitch by Baker. And umpire's going to call this one inside. Too far inside for a ball. Second pitch, and this is going to be fouled back into the netting, even up the count at one. As Allie Minnick steps out of the batter's box, gets a couple of words from Coach Gregory. And Avery Maurer comes up, has a couple words for Kylie Baker. Everybody steps off. Umpire is going to see a Red Bull can fell onto the field, so he's going to call for that to get picked up. And now he's going to step back in. Allie Minnick's back in the batter's box, and Kylie Baker back on the mound, and here's the pitch. And this one's going to be outside, and the runner's going to go to second, and Stella Landry's going to hold her throw.
I tell you what, Kylie just needs to work on the batter now. The runner's on second and third. Just focus on the hitter now.
She has two outs, so she just needs one more to get out of this one. And this is going to be down the third baseline, but it's going to go foul on the grounder. That one went foul right before it got to third base, so Allie Minnick just a little early on it. That's going to even up the count at two. With runners on second and third with two outs, can Kylie Baker get out of the situation here? Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Puts a breaking ball down the outside and gets Allie Minnick to go down swinging on it. Great job there by Kylie Baker as she gets her first strikeout of the morning. I apologize. And that's going to retire the side. And we're going to be back after a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the first inning. Still scoreless, 0-0.
Cattleman Supply is your headquarters for Nutrena feed, seeds, fertilizers, and weed killer. Whether you want bulk or liquid fertilizer or a liquid fertilizer with weed killer combination, Cattleman Supply can equip you to get the job done in a simple once-over application. Cattlemen and farmers in the Washington County area rely on Cattleman Supply, Highway 105 in Brenham. The Schwartz family at Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 takes this opportunity to salute the Brenham High School Cubettes softball team and their coaches and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Books and Blanket is a program of the local nonprofit United Way of the Brazos Valley. The goal of the program is to promote early literacy and provide access to books to children in need in our region. Books and a Blanket will be hosting a book drive Saturday, October 19th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste Selection event at the University Services Building in College Station next to Veterans Park. You can donate new or gently used children's books along with monetary donations while visiting this Rain or Shine collection event. Please visit TwinOaksHHW.com for event details.
Hi, back for some playoff softball, and the Cubettes are up to lead off the bottom of the first inning, and it's going to be Avery Maurer, shortstop for the Cubettes, up to bat, right-handed batter against Haley Seals, who has started all three games of this series. And the first one's going to be left upstairs for a ball. As we get some objections on it from the Kingwood Park faithful. And this one's going to be left low this time for a second ball. This one takes a one hopper to the catcher. And speaking of the catcher, while in the first game we did have Lexi Barbantine in the catcher position, today it's going to be Addison Gomez playing catcher for the Kingwood Park Panthers. Here's a 2-0 pitch, and this one's going to be away and way up high. So that's going to be three balls in a row to start things off for Haley Seals. Here's a 3-0 pitch from Seals. And that one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner. You know, she's being cautious with her pitches here as she knows Avery Maurer is a strong hitter as she did hit a home run in that first matchup against Kingwood Park. Ooh, and a good pitch there. Gets it to break right as it arrives to the plate. And Avery Maurer's going to take a swing and a miss, and that's going to be a full count, 3-2.
I thought Avery pitch went for a pitch a little high, but...
And Avery Maurer's going to get a hold of this one. It's going to be a fly ball out to right field. Ooh, but they're going to be able to get to it. That's going to be Haley Petrosino in right field making the catch for the first out of the inning. And as I just mentioned, that's going to be Sarah Maybe, number 14, over in left field for the Brenham Cubettes. Coach Morgan comes up to say something to the umpire. Everybody steps off, and now everybody's going to step back in. Umpire's back in his position. Sarah Maybe steps back into the batter's box. Here's the first pitch from Haley Seals. And a nice pitch that started looking like it was going outside, but breaks into that knee-high corner, bottom corner of the strike zone. And that's going to be 0-1. Next one's going to be low. Takes a one hopper to the catcher. Sorry, Tommy, what was that?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, I apologize. All right, here Haley Seals puts it up and away. That's going to make the count 2-1. As we've seen her, Hurley putting plenty of pitches up high.
What the Cubhead hitters need to do is just be a little patient, get your pitch.
And Sarah Mabee's going to get a pitch that she likes. She's going to put this one up high to center field, but a little too much air under it as Ava Kleinfelter is able to make the catch in center field for the second out of the inning. Good job by Haley Seals there as she gets two up, two down here with the two of the strongest hitters for this Brenham Cubhead softball team. So that was a fly out to right for Avery Maurer, a fly out to center for Sarah Mabee, and that's going to bring up number 9, Mackenzie Thiemann. Right-handed batter against the righty, Haley Seals. And umpire slow with the call there. It's going to say it caught the knee-high outside corner.
Tell you what, Seals has done a good job hitting those outside corners.
Oh, this one's going to be in the dirt, even up the count at 1. And you know, Tommy, it's not always about the speed on the pitch because Haley Seals doesn't have a ton of heat to throw, but she has great placement and good movement on her pitches.
I tell you what, it's all about pitch placement and keeping the ball down.
This one is going to be outside for a ball. But you saw the catcher there, Addison Gomez, trying to frame it nicely there for her pitcher, but maybe a little too much movement on the glove there as the umpire clearly saw it.
A little bit too much outside.
That's 2-1 to Mackenzie Thiemann, and she's going to pop one up. Is going to take a hopper to the second baseman, Sam Barnes, who's able to make the grab and flip it to Allie Minnick, and that's going to retire the side for the Brenham Cubettes. And that's 3 up, 3 down for the Brenham Cubettes, and that's going to put an end to the first inning. We'll be back with the top of the second inning in our scoreless ball game between the Panthers and the Cubettes.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
All right, back here to Cypress Falls High School for the matchup between the Kingwood Park Panthers and the Brenham Cubettes. And up to bat is number 12, Sam Barnes for the Panthers. Right-handed batter against Kylie Baker. We did miss a couple pitches there as the count is 1-1. And the next one is going to catch that upper inside corner of the strike zone with a nice pitch by Kylie Baker to make it 1-2. Go, So here's the 1-2 pitch. And this was going to be left outside by Baker to even up the count at two. Good eyes there by Sam Barnes to watch that one go past outside of the strike zone. This pitch, and Sam Barnes is going to put a line drive out to left field. An amazing sliding catch there by Sarah Mabee. That was a line drive hit with plenty of power over to left field. Sarah Mabee gets a good read on it, runs up and slides in to make the smooth catch. Great play by Sarah Mabee. That's going to be on the highlight reel.
Just great jump on that line drive hit. Shaded more to the line. Good jump. Goes over, makes the nice catch.
And that's going to bring up number 19, Haley Petrosino for the Panthers, right-handed batter. And first pitch going to be fouled off right side into the netting.
One thing has changed from what I saw on or observed on Thursday. These Panthers come up swinging the bat.
Oh, yeah, that's remained consistent throughout these games. They are not afraid to swing at it if the pitcher gives them something.
And if they score 10 runs, that answered that question.
And this was going to be a hopper right past the pitcher. Avery Maurer comes up, makes the catch, flips it over to first base to Harper Castillo for the out. And while that was a very nice play, that is just routine for Avery Maurer in shortstop, isn't it, Tommy?
15, no doubt about it. Just typical Avery ball. Field the ball out in front of her like a good infielder should. Makes the quick throw to first base. Two outs.
And with that, that's going to bring two outs. That's going to bring up number 15, Hadley Heineman for the Panthers. Left-handed batter, and she's going to foul this first one over the third base line, over towards the Kingwood Park dugout. And she's going to come off and take a couple practice swings. You see she's got her sleeves rolled up trying to show off the guns there, huh, Tommy?
Tell you what, beautiful arms. She wants to show off her arms. That's okay. I like it. She's a ball player.
Yes, sir. And this is going to be a short line drive into left field. It's going to get past Avery Maurer. Sarah Mabee's going to come up, make the catch and throw it over, flip it over to second and hold her at first, but that's going to be a single for Haley Petrosino.
That was Heineman.
Oh, sorry, that is Heineman.
Yeah. I tell you what, Heineman got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate, goes with the pitch, hits it right in between short and third for another base hit for the Panthers.
And that one's going to be a swing and a miss there as Lexi Barbantine comes up, the designated player for the Panthers, number 7, right-handed batter. So with two outs and a runner on first, here's a pitch by Kylie Baker, and that one's going to be outside for a ball. Evens up the count at 1. Two outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Baker. And that one's going to catch that knee-high inside corner. Barbantine does not like it as she looks back to her dugout. But nonetheless, that's going to be a 1-2 count to her. Good job by Kylie Baker putting it on that inside corner. And here's the 1-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss there by Barbantine. But it gets away from Landry, so Barbantine's going to have to run over to first, but she gets thrown out easily, and that's going to retire the side as we stay scoreless here in the top of the second inning. We'll be back with a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the second with the Brenham Cubettes up to bat.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Are you looking to buy or wanting to sell? Well, Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit them online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs and Cubettes good luck during the playoffs.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, back to Cypress Falls High School for some playoff softball, and that's going to be number 11, Kinley Ankoviak, right-handed batter for the Brenham Cubettes, up to lead off the bottom of the second inning, and she's going to take the first one low for a ball. Good eye there. So with the 1-0 count, here's the pitch from Seals. And this one's going to be low and away. First one was low and inside. This one's low and away. That's going to make it 2-0. And as you hear, plenty of noise here from the crowd. No shortage of supporters here for both sides on this.
Everybody's excited to be here today.
And as we mentioned, that one's going to be one hopper to the catcher. 3-0. That's three balls in a row to start this bottom of the second inning here for Haley Seals.
Tell you what, Cubette hitters need to be really, really patient because she.
There we go. And she's going to get this one. It was going high, but she gets it to break on that upper outside corner. Great pitch there by Haley Seals to get a strike on the board. 3-1. And that one's going to be left outside. Again, a great job there by Addison Gomez, the catcher, trying to frame it for the umpire. But umpire saw it, and it's going to be outside for a fourth ball. And that's going to be a walk for Kinley and Koviak to first base. And that's going to bring up number 18, Kylie Baker, the pitcher for the Brenham Cubettes today.
Let's see if batter. Coach is going to play a little small ball here.
As we get the first pitch, it's going to be a swing and a miss by Kylie Baker, and off goes Ankoviak, and she's going to get the steal at second. Great jump there on the pitch.
Tell you what, it was an excellent jump by Kinley Ankoviak. She got thrown out on Thursday evening, but today, good jump. Got into second base easily.
So that's going to put a runner in scoring position in Ankoviak over at second, and here's the 0-1 pitch. And this one's going to be up and away. Even up the count at one for Kylie Baker.
Well, I kind of like this. Coach Roberts doing a little free swinging also, you know, letting Kylie Baker bat.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this is going to be fouled back. Make it 1-2. An interesting matchup we got here between the batter and the pitcher because both are pitchers.
This is going to see who is the better of the two with the bat.
A little righty on righty.
Of course, Seals doesn't get the bat. But.
Oh, and that one's going to be a slow grounder over to second base. Sam Barnes comes up, makes the grab, flips it over to Allie Minnick in first, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. But with that, Kinley Ankoviak is able to make her way to third. And that's going to bring up number 5, Alden Jacks, in as the designated hitter for the Brenham Cubettes.
Tell you what we'd love to see right now is Alden go with anything to the right side of the field. Good speed at third base with Kinley Ankoviak.
First one's going to be outside for a ball. And Alden Jackson to get some words from Coach Roberts here. A little advice. She steps back into the batter's box. Takes her stance. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ooh, and looked like she may have clipped that one just a little bit, but nonetheless, it's going to even up the count at one.
I tell you what, Seals took a little bit off of that pitch, and Alden was a little bit out front.
Got her off speed there. This one's going to be outside for a second ball. And with the runner on third, here's the 2-1 pitch, and this one's going to be fouled to the right side of the catcher. Flips it over to her pitcher after the foul ball, 2-2. Alden Jacks with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, and this one's going to be up and away. Full count here to Alden Jacks.
Alden just needs to be patient here.
And now let's see if Haley Seals is going to give her something to swing at or make her chase something. And she's going to try to get her to chase, but Alden Jack's good eye there to just watch it go by. And she's going to take her base on the walk.
Second walk is issued by Seals.
Harper Castillo.
And after that walk, it's going to bring up number 2, Harper Castillo, who's playing in first base for the Brenham Cubettes, right-handed batter. As she takes her position well up and high in the batter's box. His first pitch by Seals. Umpire's going to wave this one off. That's going to be outside. And Alden Jacks kind of stutter-stepped there, but she's able to get to second as the throw doesn't come in. So that's going to put runners on second and third.
So here we at runner, two runners in scoring position.
And Harper Castillo with a 1-0 count, a great opportunity to cause some damage here. And a swing and a miss on the breaking ball by Haley Seals. Good pitch there, gets her to swing, and that's going to even up the count at one with a strike. The 1-1 pitch, and Castillo's going to make contact, but that one's going to go into the right side netting. Bring the count up to 1-2. As we mentioned, there is one out already in the inning, but there are runners on second and third. On third is Kellyanne Koviak, and on second is Alden Jacks after the steal. Both were walked to get on base. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one's going to be up and away, 2-2.
You had watched Coach Robert. She's explaining to Harper where she needs to make contact with the pitch.
Ooh, and a swing and a miss there by Harper Castillo. Another good pitch there by Haley Seals that she gets another strike, her first strikeout.
First strikeout. Okay, let's see if a senior can come through here. Stella's been really, really patient in the past in situations with runners in scoring position.
Here's the first pitch to number 16, Stella Landry. That one's going to be low, 1-0. Right-handed hitter, Stella Landry. And a swing and a miss there as Haley Seals gets her to chase a breaking ball down low. It's going to even up the count at one. And this one's going to be outside. Bring it 2-1 for Stella Landry. Good eye there to watch it go past outside the strike zone. And after the ball, here's a 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be left outside again. Umpire shakes it off. That's going to make it 3-1. So good
patience there by Stella.
Yeah, good job getting ahead of the count here. It's 3-1. Runners on second and third. Will she have an opportunity here? Umpire is going to say that one catches that knee-high outside corner. Good placement there by Haley Seals to fill up the count. So full count with two outs and two runners in scoring position. Stella Landry is going to get the pitch, and this one's going to be a hopper over to the straight to Haley Seals on the pitching mound, and she's going to flip it over to Allie Minnick in first to retire the side. So with two walks, two runners left on, Haley Seals gets a strikeout and flips it over to her first baseman for the third out, and that's going to be the end of the second inning. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the third.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
You know you want those Wingstop boneless wings. With the boneless meal deal from Wingstop, you get 20 boneless wings in 4 delicious flavors and a large order of hand-cut fries for just $16.99. What are you waiting for? More wings, more flavor, more bang for your buck. The boneless meal deal from Wingstop. Order now from Wingstop.com. Valid at participating locations for a limited time on orders for pickup or delivery placed via Wingstop.com or the Wingstop app. Prices may vary by location, does not include applicable fees, surcharges, taxes, or gratuities. Valid while supplies last. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
Back to Sci Falls High School for some playoff softball. And as you heard the pop there, Ava Kleinfelter, leadoff hitter for the Panthers, is going to put one over to second base, but the throw is not in time as she gets a single.
I tell you what, just great speed there with Kleinfelter. Ball hit one of those medium ground balls to Leighton Davis. Just good speed, outran it, infield hit.
And that's going to bring up the Panthers catcher here, number 21, Addison Gomez, right-handed batter for Kaylee, and batting against Kylie Baker. And Kylie Baker puts him down low, and it's going to be a swing and a miss there. But on the pitch goes Ava Kleinfelter, and she's going to get over to second on the steal.
So, what, good jump there by Kleinfelter, and high throw there by Stella Landry, but no chance at second base.
So we have made it through the lineup once for the Panthers, and this is the Addison Gomez batting in the two spot. As Kleinfelter, we just saw, got a single and stole second. And the first one's going to be, and the next pitch is going to be up high to even up the count at one. One pitch. So it's going to be left upstairs again. That's going to make it 2-1. This one's going to be up and away. That's going to make it three balls in a row here for Kylie Baker. 3-1. Here's a 3-1 pitch. This was going to be foul towards the right side into the netting. That's going to make it a full count here. So So with the full count, no outs, here's the pitch, and it's going to be right to Leighton Davis, makes a good read, and is able to get the line get the one hopper over to her. Hit with plenty of power, but Leighton Davis made a good read, made the catch, flips it over to Harper Castillo in first. But that is going to get Ava Kleinfelter over to third, and that's going to bring up number 16, Abby Papadimitriou. Right-handed batter for the Panthers.
Okay, good smart base running there, but the ball was hit to the right side of the field. Kleinfelter moving to third.
First pitch by Papadimitriou is very low there as Kylie Baker puts on a one-hopper to her catcher. And that is the Kingwood Park crowd trying to get involved in the game here. And just right on cue, that's going to be a base hit for Abby Papadimitriou. That's an RBI single as she puts one to the right of the third baseline on a grounder out to left field.
Tell you what, perfect placement there. But I'm going to go with Abby. Hit the ball between short and third. Clean base hit. Kleinfelter scores easily.
And that's going to bring up number 22, Kylie Brown, shortstop for the Panthers. Right-handed batter for Kylie Baker. And this one's going to be down low. Oh, it's going to catch that strike zone outside corner.
I caught that early. I tell you what, Kylie needs to focus on that. If you keep that ball down at those knees, he may go an inch or two below.
And this was going to be popped way up high into the first base territory. And Harper Castillo is going to come up and make the catch for the second out of the inning.
Great job there by Harper Castillo. Kylie moving over to get under the ball. But good job by Harper calling her off.
And that's going to bring up number 8, Allie Minnick, right-handed batter for the Panthers. Here's pitch. This one's going to be popped up over to second base. And great play there by Leighton Davis. Has to take a few steps over her left and makes the jumping catch to get the third out of the inning. And that's going to retire the side. We'll be back with the Brenham Cubettes batting in the bottom of the third. The score is 1-0 in favor of the Kingwood Park Panthers.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Good luck to the Brenham Cubettes softball team in playoffs. Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
All right, as we make our way back here for some playoff softball between the Panthers and Cubettes, we have a little bit of a huddle at the pitching mound for the Panthers as Leighton Davis gets ready to step into the batter's box. And that's number 7, Leighton Davis, the right-handed batter for the Brenham Cubettes against the right-handed pitcher Haley Seals, who's having herself a strong game up to this point. She's faced 8 batters so far. This is the last batter in the lineup for Leighton Davis. And this is going to be well low, but Leighton Davis is going to chase it, and that's going to be a strike, 0-1. And just talking about that patience you were talking about earlier, Tommy.
No doubt about it. The Cubette hitters need to be. There you go.
And right after she chases that one, she gets a hold of the next pitch. And this is going to be a strong line drive that makes it all the way to the wall. But that's going to be a single for Leighton Davis. And she's going to get a hug from her coach at first base.
That's why I was hoping we would get to Leighton Davis, you know, here the last couple of weeks. She's been coming through with a really good bat.
And that's going to bring up number four, Avery Maurer, back to the top of the lineup here in the bottom of the third. Here's a pitch from Seals, and this one's going to be outside. And not only has Leighton Davis done a great job batting and fielding, she also came in and finished the game off in the pitching position.
Doubt about it. She came in after Kylie Baker on Thursday evening, did an outstanding job.
Yeah, and ended it with a strikeout to end the game. Next one's going to be outside for another ball, 2-0. So with the count 2-0, Leighton Davis on first. Here's Avery Maurer. And she's going to have a good eye to watch that one go by as it's low and away. And that's going to be three balls in a row for Haley Seals. And this is just how Avery Maurer started her last at-bat and got it all. And Haley Seals did a good job bringing it all the way back to a full count. And then Avery Maurer flew out to right field. Let's see how this 3-0 goes. This one is going to catch that knee-high inside corner to make it 3-1.
Tell you what, good eye there by Avery, not trying to make anything happen, just being patient.
So here's the 3-1 count. And that one's going to go. That one's going to go down
yes.
The first base line. Umpire's going to say that stayed fair. So the first baseman, Allie Minnick, is able to come up, grab a step on the bag, and Avery Maurer is out.
Did you notice what it did?
Stayed right on the line.
No, it started out on the line, eased out, and came back in right at first base. And good, smart play there by the first baseman. Unfortunate for Avery. But good base running there by Leighton Davis, getting to second.
And that's going to bring up number 14, Sarah Mabee. And on the wild pitch... Oh, good job there by Leighton Davis, able to get to third after she got to second on the out on Avery Maurer. So she's going to get all the way to third here with some fancy nice base running by Leighton Davis. So that puts a runner on third with Sarah Mabee up to bat.
Tell you what, the ball got by Gomez, shifted out. Leighton goes in with a head first slide to the outer part of the bag.
Here's a right-handed batter, Sarah Mabee. And Haley Seals going to leave this one down low for another ball, 2-0. So with one out, here's a 2-0 pitch by Haley Seals, and this one's going to make it 3-0 as it stays outside.
Good eye there again by Sarah Mabee.
And Haley Seals has found herself back 3-0 on a few counts, but she's done a good job to fight her way back into the at-bat. Let's see how it goes here against Sarah Mabee. And she's going to put this one outside for a fourth ball in a row, and that's going to be a walk for Sarah Mabee. And Sarah Mabee is going to take off to second.
Good job there by Sarah.
So they're going to... So a little bit of confusion here with the umpires. I think they're saying that they called Leighton Davis out at third.
No, I don't think so. Did they tag her?
So I believe that when the ball came in, did it get away from the catcher and then Leighton tried to get over? And then
they would have to tag Layden. They would have to tag her.
Well, it looks like the umpires don't know much either because
I am right. They would have to tag Layden. She would have to be off the base and tag her. The question would be, was the ball back in the circle? And Sarah's going to second.
Yeah, if Sarah did advance to second, I don't think that's where the question is. I think the question is at over here.
If the question is at third,
while I agree with
she
you.
Has to be off the base. So
yeah, while
there
I
is
agree
really
you.
No question. If she's on the
okay,
base.
Okay, so you are correct. They're going to call. They're going to say that, Sarah maybe
exactly.
has to go back to first.
That's what I thought.
Because the so. Ball did make it to the circle, so nobody's out. We're going to keep it at one out. And the umpires are getting involved in this game early.
Good, smart move there by Coach Roberts, but it didn't quite totally work. So
that's going to leave Layton Davis at third and maybe at first. So runners on the corners, and that's going to bring up number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann, right-handed batter for the Cubettes. And this pitch is going to be low, and it's going to be a rundown situation. Layton Davis is going to run over to home, and she's going to get to home to score a run and even up this game at one run. Great play there by Layton Davis, huh, Tommy?
I tell you what, it was a double steal all the way. It was set up perfectly. The throw was right on the money, but whoever it was, short or second, that I did not see, should have come up. And not try to either you make the tag or either try to get the runner at home. She tried to make the throw. The throw was a little high. Layton slides under the tag.
And she steals home.
Well executed.
Great. That's aggressive coaching there by Coach Roberts.
Hey, I like it. You know, it's game three.
So not only do they steal home, Sarah Mabry is also able to steal second. And that keeps a runner in scoring position at second with Mackenzie Tiemann up to bat. And a run comes in. So 2-1 count here to the right-handed batter Mackenzie Tiemann from Haley Seals. And this one's going to be outside to make it 3-1.
Tell you what, definitely not a shortage of excitement.
It's been an eventful game so far. This one's going to be left outside again as you get cheers from the Brenham Cubette faithful and jeers from the Kingwood Park faithful. Coach Gregory did not like something. She's going to come up and talk to the umpire, has a couple of questions
She's
or doubts.
Changing pitchers.
Oh, she's going to change pitchers?
Yes.
Oh. Confirm the pitching change here. Let's see who they're bringing in. Number 8. So that's going to be number 8, Allie Minnick, who came in during the first game as well. And that pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home. Personal or business, give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613, Wellman Insurance. And that pitching change is going to be Haley Seals for Allie Minnick. Allie Minnick, we did see her at the end of the first game on Thursday when we did that one. So we'll be back after they warm up after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we come back here to Cypress Falls High School, we did have a run scored in this inning to tie up the game at 1-1. And that run was on a stolen home base by Leighton Davis. And she just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. That first run of the game was sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. And as we get Mackenzie Tiemann gets over to first base, that's going to put a runner on first and second and bring up Kinley Ann Kobiak, number 11, right-handed batter for the Cubettes.
Kinley Ann Kobiak flied out to first. Kylie Baker.
Kylie Baker, gotcha. They were keeping an eye on that, Tommy.
I know we have some defensive changes, and I'm going to get those straight here in a second. For Kingwood Park.
Next pitch, Kyle Baker's going to make the count 2-0 as it's a low ball. So that's two outs here. The Brenham Cubettes have tied up this game. They have runners on first and second. And this one's going to take a one-hopper, and those runners are going to advance to second and third now. The two runners in scoring position with three balls on the board to Kylie Baker.
Okay, well, good smart base running there by the Cubettes. Ball scoots out to the left side from the catcher. Both runners move up.
And we saw that trend developing during the warm-ups. You know, plenty of balls getting past the catcher here. And as Allie Minnick puts a strong pitch for a strike.
Tell you what, she goes right at Baker. Baker taking all the way.
So the 3-1 pitch, here it is. It's going to be off speed, but Baker's going to get a hold of it, put it out to center field, but up comes Ava Kleinfelter to make the catch, and that's going to retire the side, leaving two runners on base. But they did score a run to tie this game up. We have ourselves a 1-1 ball game going into the top of the fourth inning, and we'll be back with that inning after a word from our sponsors.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Citizen State Bank would like to wish all the Brenham Cub and Cubette players well in the playoffs. We love supporting sports in our community. That's why CSB is proud to be a sponsor of Washington County Baseball and Softball. At CSB, we value our customers and make it a priority to remain community invested. Because our hometown is your hometown. Citizen State Bank, local people, making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, back here to Cypress Falls High School for this matchup between the Brenham Cubettes and the Kingwood Park Panthers. We got ourselves a tie ball game, and just like the last two matchups, this has been a competitive and eventful game through three innings. And that's going to bring up number 12, Sam Barnes, for the Panthers, right-handed batter against Kylie Baker. Barnes did fly out to left field in her last at-bat. She's going to put this one into right field. Back goes Allie Tiemann, but this one is going to fall in and take a one-hopper to the wall. And she flips it over to Leighton Davis as the crowd explodes for Kingwood Park. And Sam Barnes is going to flex her muscles over at second base to her dugout. And
tell you what, Sam Barnes got a pitch on the outer part of the plate. Goes with the pitch. Drives it over the head of Allie Tiemann. One bounce to the wall. Goes into second with a double.
That's going to be a leadoff double here for Sam Barnes to start the top of the fourth inning. And this was going to be outside for a ball. As we just heard a screech from one of the crowds. Did you catch that, Tommy?
You're gonna hear that for the rest of the evening. I can assure you that.
So here's the 1-0 pitch by Kylie Baker, and this was going to be popped up. And it looks like that one's going to fall into right field, right behind the second baseman, Leighton Davis and Hallie Team in the right fielder. So that's now two hits into right field, one to deep right field, one to shallow right field, one a single, one a double, and that's going to put runners on the corners. So that's Petrosino at first and Barnes at third. And that's two hits to start off the top of the fourth here for the Panthers. And that's going to bring up Hadley Heineman, left-handed batter for the Panthers.
Tell you what, the way we're going, it's going to be who scores last again.
And as the pitch comes in, that's going to be Haley Petrosino stealing second. That's going to put two runners in scoring position with no outs.
And Heineman singled her last at bat.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be left low and away. Going to make it 1-1. And this is going to be left low. Let's make it 2-1. So after coming out ahead 0-1, it's now a 2-1 count here for Kylie Baker against Hadley Heineman, the left-handed batter here for the Panthers. It's the third batter of the inning. And this one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner with a nice strike to even up the count at two.
So the key here is Cubs need to get an out.
And this is going to be fouled over into left field foul territory. It's going to get to the netting. And just like you mentioned, Tommy, I mean, it's definitely a good opportunity here for a momentum swing as the Panthers have obtained momentum in this one.
I tell you what, you lead off with a double and then come in with a single on a stolen base. Kind of puts the pressure on the Cubettes.
This one's going to be left low, going to fill up the count 3-2.
But we're leaning to what happened on Thursday evening when Kingwood Park had that big fifth inning.
Full count. Here's the pitch, and this was going to be put into left field on a line drive. It's going to take a hop right in front of Sarah Mabee, and Sarah Mabee's going to come up to cut it off. They'll only allow one run to score, but nonetheless, that is going to be one run for the Panthers, and that's going to make it a 2-1 ball game advantage Panthers with runners on the corners now and still no outs in the inning.
I tell you what, great piece of hitting there by Heineman. You have to give her credit. She had a pitch on the outside corner, goes with the pitch, a good solid line drive to left field. Great fielding play by Sarah Mabee, holding the runner at third, and they only score one run.
And that's going to bring up Lexi Barbantine. This was going to be popped up into the infield, and Avery Maurer is going to come up and make the catch. And tries to double up at first, but the runner gets back in time. And, Tommy, just as you were saying, we've got a out on the board, which was desperately needed here.
That is definitely the key.
And that's going to bring us to the top of the lineup again. That's going to be Ava Kleinfelter, left-handed batter for the Panthers.
Kleinfelter with a singular last at bat and a stolen base.
And this one's going to be on that outside knee-high corner by Kylie Baker to throw a strike in her first pitch against Kleinfelter in the at-bat. And there are runners on the corners. And, you know, you mentioned, Tommy, when Hadley Heineman first came out with those sleeves rolled up, you said she looked like a ball player. Turns out she can back it up as she now has two singles in this game.
No doubt about it. I tell you what, she's a player.
So, nonetheless, it's a even count here as the next pitch gets away from Kylie Baker, and that's going to be a 1-1 count to Ava Kleinfelter. This one's going to be a ground ball over to Leighton Davis, who makes the flip over to Castillo for a second out, but that's going to bring in a run on the fielder's choice for the Panthers.
I tell you what, Kleinfelter did her job. Goes to the right side of the field. Leighton Davis comes in to make the throw to first base. Smart base running. The runner at third scores.
Yeah, and on the fielder's choice, that is Haley Petrosino scoring.
And Heineman goes to third.
And that's going to bring up number 21, Addison Gomez, the catcher for the Panthers today. Right-handed batter against the righty Kylie Baker. And the first one is going to be fouled off for a strike, 1-0-1. And you can see the Kingwood Park faithful starting to get into it here. Can the Brenham Cubettes take the momentum back? Next one's going to be outside, 1-1.
Here we go, ditto Thursday and Friday. No shortage of excitement.
No shortage at all. And another one outside is going to make this a 2-1 count to Addison Gomez. There are two outs on the board. The Brenham Cubettes have allowed two runs and now suffer a two-run deficit here in the top of the fourth inning. Runner on third, that is Heineman. This was going to be right at Kylie Baker. It comes at her so quickly that it knocks her glove off, but a great heads-up play to get the ball. But the umpire is going to say the throw was not in time. And that's going to bring in another run here for the Panthers. Going to make it a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Panthers.
I tell you what, that ball was hit really, really well. And I'm going to say we give that young lady base hit. Kylie did a great job just getting her glove up just to knock the ball down.
Yeah, got a glove on it, but it knocked her glove off.
It did. That's how hard that ball was hit.
Yeah, it was smoked right at Kylie Baker, so great reflexes there.
But good smart base running there behind him.
And after the base hit by Addison Gomez, that's going to bring up number 16, Abby Papadimitriou. Right-handed batter for the Panthers. This one's going to be inside and off goes for the steal. And Addison Gomez is going to get there. That's going to be a stolen base for the Panthers. So that puts a runner in scoring position at second base.
You remember what I said about don't take your foot off the pedal?
Yeah. Looks like Kingwood Park is taking your advice.
Gregory's not. She's pulling off everything this afternoon.
No shortage of aggression here. And this one's going to be left inside for a 2-0 count to Abby Papadimitriou. So with two outs, Kylie Baker just needs to get one more out to get out of this inning.
Kylie just needs to focus on this hitter now. Let's get an out.
And this one's going to be popped up foul territory into the netting and into the stands. Looks like someone might get a souvenir here today. Though I'm sure we're going to have somebody go over and confiscate that. Make sure we don't run out of balls here. Oh, this one's going to be fouled directly at us. And thankfully for the netting, it gets nowhere near us, but that's going to be another foul, making it a 2-2 count. So with two outs, Kylie Baker just needs to get this batter out to stop the scoring at three runs for the Panthers in this inning. This is going to be foul territory over to the right side and into the netting just above the Brenham Cubettes dugout. It's going to keep it at 2-2. So with two outs, we got two balls, two strikes, and a runner on second. As the umpire is going to ask for a new ball. And he's going to step back into his position. Kyler Baker steps back on the mound. Papa Dimitriou back into the batter's box. And here's the pitch. And this one's going to be hit with some power, but it's going to pull foul down the third base line.
Papa Dimitriou, I tell you what, turned on it really, really quick. Hard line drive against the fence down there in left field.
I'll tell you what.
Field foul line.
However this at-bat goes, she ain't going out easy. Putting up a fight in this one. That one's going to be a low and away. That's going to make it a full count, 3-2. Papa Dimitriou is going to step off, take a few practice swings. And now everybody steps back into their positions. Kylie Baker gets ready for the pitch. Here's a 3-2 pitch. And Papa Dimitriou is going to get a hold of this one. It's going to be deep into center field. And she's going to knock this one out of the ballpark for a two-run home run for the Kingwood Park Panthers. As this one is starting to get away from the Cubettes here. 8-1 in the top of the fourth inning for the Panthers. As Papa Dimitriou is going to make her way around the bases and celebrate with her teammates at home base. And Kylie Baker is going to call her own conference at the pitching mound. And two very different
six to one.
Had a little scoreboard on the fritz there, but it's going to be a 6-1 ball game here.
We don't need any more up there.
Yeah, no, we can keep them off of there. So that's a 6-1 ball game with two outs. And that's going to bring up Kylie Brown, shortstop for the Panthers. Right-handed batter, and Kylie Baker puts one in the strike zone. Passed her for a 0-1 count.
I'll tell you what, Papa Dimitriou, I'll tell you what, she tagged that one.
Got a hold of it for sure. That one got out of here in a hurry. Right over that center field wall, too, is a high wall here at Cypress Falls High School.
I'm going to ask the Cy Falls coach how tall that fence is in center field, because it cleared it very easily. Wow.
With the 1-1 pitch, this is going to be fouled out to the right side into the netting, 1-2. And we're hearing up here that it's actually a 16-foot fence out in center, in deep center field that Papa Dimitriou put that one over. So a rocket of a shot there by her.
It's not the green monster, but close.
This one's going to be outside to even up the count at 2. And Kylie Brown, her last time out in the first inning, was walked and left on second. As we hear another screech from the Kingwood Park faithful, they're starting to feel it. So with two, Kylie Baker's going to step off and shake off the call. And that one's going to be fouled to the right side as we're getting some absolute crazy screeches over from the visiting side. Somebody over on the Kingwood Park side is really feeling this scoring barrage.
I just hope we keep it all clean.
There it is again.
Got her.
And this one is going to be a strikeout for Kylie Baker as she catches that knee-high outside corner to end the inning and stops the bleeding at 5 runs in the top of the fourth inning. That's a 6-1 lead for the Kingwood Park Panthers. And now it's a good time to do the Whataburger recap. So far we've had, it was a competitive game in the third inning. It was tied 1-1 after the Brenham Cubettes were able to do a double steal to steal home to tie up the ball game. From then they left a couple runners on to end the inning. And then in the top of this fourth inning, Tommy, we've seen a scoring barrage by the Kingwood Park Panthers, highlighted by a two-run home run that was hit into center field well over the fence with tremendous power by Abby Papa Dimitriou. So that's how this game has gone so far. And this Cubs recap is brought to you by Whataburger. 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day. Open 24/7. And we'll be back for the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, back here for some playoff softball between the Panthers and the Cubettes. And the Cubettes get off to a good start here in the bottom of the fourth inning as they put a ground ball out into center field, and that's going to be a base hit. And on the base hit is going to be Alden Jacks, number five for the Brenham Cubettes. Good job by her to start this inning off on the right foot. And up next batting is going to be number two, Harper Castillo.
Great piece of hitting there by Alden Jacks. Gets a pitch, does like good hitters should, drives it right back up the middle.
And this pitch is going to be low for a ball as the catcher pops up as Alden Jacks was maybe looking to steal, but she makes her way back to first. Here's the pitch by Allie Minnick, and a swing and a miss there. But Alden Jacks is able to steal second on the pitch. Great jump by her as the throw came out of the glove of the shortstop there. That's Kylie Brown, the shortstop for the Panthers. And Alden Jacks going to make her way to second. And that's an even count here to Harper Castillo, 1-1.
A great jump there by Alden Jacks. Again, Coach Roberts not taking her foot off the pedal.
Not at all, and sending Jacks early and often, as that was Jacks' second steal so far today in as many at-bats. Her last time out, she was walked and then stole second. This time she gets a single and steal second. And Harper Castillo, her last time out, was struck out. And here she is with a 1-2 count after she fouled this one down the third baseline.
Cubs just need to be patient. Don't get alarmed. There's plenty of game left to be played.
And this one is a blooper that goes out of bounds. I mean, out of play in the third baseline. So that's going to keep the count at 1-2 for Harper Castillo. She makes her way back to home. So Harper Castillo, right-handed batter against the righty pitcher, Allie Minnick for the Panthers. Here's the pitch, and this one's down the third base line, and it's going to come off of the glove of the third base player in Abby Papadimitriou. She puts the throw over to first, but that one is a little bit high for the first base. It takes her off the bag and allows the runner to get on, and that's going to be an E5. And that's also going to get Alden Jacks to third, so runners on the corners here. Harper Castillo at first, Alden Jacks at third, with no outs left, with no outs in the inning. And up comes number eight.
Sloan Tucker.
Yeah, we got a
pinch hitter
Sloan Tucker for Stella Landry. That's a number eight Sloan Tucker, right-handed batter for the Cubettes. And umpire is going to call time to allow Coach Gregory to come up and speak to her girls over on the pitching mound.
While we're waiting, Sloan Tucker, little sister of big brother Brody Tucker for the Brenham Cubs.
Oh. Brenham Cubs playing their own game right now. It just started about 13, 15 minutes ago. They're actually in a four-way tie for first place in their district, and they are playing for seeding against, I believe, Montgomery, is it?
But this is correct. This is the first year of Division I, Division II in all classifications, and the Cubs are fell into Division II with Montgomery, and they're playing for the number one and number two seed.
So good luck to the Cubs, but right now we're back to the Cubettes after a short break there, where the Coach Gregory for the Panthers wanted to come up and have a word with her players. The 6-1 ball game here with Sloan Tucker at the plate. Off goes Harper Castillo, and she's going to steal second, and that's going to put runners in scoring position.
And this time the shortstop for Kingwood Park did what she needed to do on that steal attempt with a runner on third. She came up in between second base and the pitcher, cut the ball off to hold the runner at third.
So here's Sloan Tucker with the 1-0 count. The pitch is an off-speed pitch that is does not break in time to catch the top of the strike zone, and that's going to make it 2-0. That one left
she
well
came,
upstairs.
Came with change up, and it definitely stayed up.
Here's a 2-0 pitch to Sloan Tucker. This one's going to be low this time. So after the last one was well high and put upstairs, this one's going to be well low downstairs, and that's going to be a 3-0 count. Three balls in a row here to Sloan Tucker. So good job by Sloan Tucker remaining patient in the at-bat.
I tell you what, it's a good job by the Cubettes here. We still do not have an out.
Yeah, and playing very smart, with, like you mentioned, with zero outs, got runners in second and third, two runners in scoring position. This one, the umpire is going to say that it did catch that knee-high inside corner on Sloan Tucker, so that's going to make it count 3-1. Pitch, and this one's going to get off the glove of Papa Demetrio again, and that's going to score Alden Jacks, put Harper Castillo in third, and Sloan Tucker at first, the pinch hitter doing a great job there, just playing it with some power, and it comes off the glove of Papa Demetrio. You would call that another E5, huh, Tommy?
No doubt about it, E5.
So that's two E5s in a row. This one's going to allow a run to score. And that's Alden Jack scoring. So closing the gap here, 6-2 for the Brenham Cubettes. And off goes Sloan Tucker. And after her getting on base, she's going to steal second. And that's going to keep two runners in scoring position with Harper Castillo at third and Sloan Tucker at second. And we're going to have another conference with the umpires.
Oh, I hope they're not going to say she left early.
No, we're all good.
Yeah, we're all good.
They're going to remain back with no call being made, and that's going to leave runners on second and third with Leighton Davis up to bat. Right-handed batter number 7 for the Brenham Cubettes. And again, the score is 6-2 after the Panthers had a 5-run top of this fourth inning. And the next pitch is going to be left outside for a second ball, 2-0.
Leighton Davis had a single to right center fielder last at bat.
And scored a run off that one before this inning was the lone. She's on that double steal.
Scored the lone cup. At that time, the lone cup at run.
Yes. And another ball. This one left up high. Three balls in a row. It's going to be 3-0. And I got to say, on that double steal attempt, that was a beautiful play and a nice call there by Coach Roberts, staying aggressive.
No doubt about it. You can't let up now.
Here's 3-0 pitch, and this is going to be left high again. That's going to fill the bases for the Cubettes. So that's Leighton Davis at first, Sloan Tucker at second, Harper Castillo at third, and who's going to be coming up? Of course, it's Avery Maurer, shortstop for the Brenham Cubettes. Now, Avery Maurer has gotten out on her last two at-bats, so I'd say she's due for a hit here, huh, Tommy?
I tell you what, you know, we probably should have done the home run inning this inning.
you think she's going to – is that you predicting a grand slam, Tommy?
It could happen.
Avery Maurer.
Avery just needs to be patient.
So a bold prediction here by Tommy Lange. Let's see if Avery Maurer can give him what he's wishing for. Minnick, first pitch to Maurer. Maurer, the right-handed batter for the Cubs against the righty, Allie Minnick. This one's going to be left low for a ball, 1-0. And again, the low pitch is going to be 2-0. And that is now six balls in a row for Allie Minnick. And she's going to make good on this one. This one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner on Avery Maurer. Going to make it 2-1. And break her streak of balls thrown.
That was a brutal changeup.
And that's going to even up the count at 2-2. So top of the fourth inning with no outs and bases loaded, Avery Maurer at the plate. Looking to make something happen here for the Cubettes. She's going to get a hold of this one, put it into left field, and that one's going to drop in. One run's going to score. Two runs are going to score. And a run around comes a third runner in Leighton Davis. That's going to be three runs, and that's going to be a three RBI triple for Avery Maurer. And that's going to be our first candidate of the game for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And that's going to bring up Sarah Mabee after three runs score for the Brenham Cubettes. A great job here of responding after five runs scored by the Panthers in the top of this inning. The Cubettes have scored four so far in the bottom of this inning and still no outs with Avery Maurer on third and Sarah Mabee up to bat, the right-handed batter for the Panthers. For the Cubettes. And the pitcher for the Panthers, Allie Minnick, puts the first one outside for a ball, 1-0. And she's going to put this one out into right field. And it's a home run for the Brenham Cubettes. And they're going to take the lead 7-6 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Sarah Mabee's teammates wait for her at home to shower her with praise as she has just put them in the lead after Avery Maurer got them back in it. So that's a 7-6 run lead here for the Brenham Cubettes. After allowing five runs from the Panthers in the top of the fourth, they have responded with six runs of their own here in the bottom of the fourth. And that is off a triple by Avery Maurer, followed by a home run by Sarah Mabee. And that's going to bring up number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann, up to bat. She did single her last time out. And this one's going to be low for a ball, 1-0. And the Brenham Cubette faithful loving it as you hear the dugout for the Cubettes just having the time of their life over there. And the next pitch on the 1-0 pitch is going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 1-1. So with the 1-1 pitch here, this is going to be put low. It's going to make it 2-1 here for...
There's one key to remember. We do not have an out.
Still no outs, and we've taken the lead. 2-1 pitch, and McKenzie team is going to pull this one foul down the third base line into the dugout of the Kingwood Park Panthers. That's going to even it up at 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to McKenzie team, and still no outs after the 2-run home run by Sarah Mabee.
A Nice hit.
And that's going to drop into left field on the high fly ball out to between left and center field. And that's going to put a runner on. And that's Mackenzie Tiemann for the Brenham Cubettes. With still no outs left here. With no outs yet for the Cubettes. At number 11, Kevin the Ant Kobe has to come up. Right-handed batter for the Cubettes. And here's the pitch by Minnick. And off goes Tiemann. And Tiemann's going to get thrown out. As oh, there's a collision. We're getting some bumping going on between the players. They're bumping, and the Brenham Cubs, the Brenham Cubette faithful is trying to say that the Panthers initiated the contact, and there should be repercussions.
We need to calm things down.
Umpire needs to take control of this game because the crowd is really getting into it, as there was some pushing and shoving between the two players at second on the failed steal attempt. And you saw over in right field that Haley Petrosino was coming up and telling the Brenham Cubette faithful to knock it out, going like this around her neck.
This is a high school softball game, I think.
Yeah.
I understand the emotions are high right now.
It's intense.
All of that. Very intense. What we need to do, umpires definitely need to take control. We're very lucky. They didn't have a player ejected, and Brenham didn't have a player ejected. Let's keep it.
Yeah, assistant coach for the Brenham Cubettes did a great job of getting her player off the field, make sure that doesn't escalate.
Coach Van Hook did an excellent job.
And Kinley Ann Koviak's going to take this one for a strike and make it 1-1. So after all that ruckus, we're back, and it's a 7-6 ball game for the Cubettes, and a 1-1 count here to Ann Koviak, as that was the first out of the inning for the Cubettes. That's Mackenzie Tiemann being thrown out on the steal attempt. Oh, it was a strike there by the umpire, so it'll be 0-2.
Oh, no.
And next one's going to be on that outside knee-high corner for a strike three. So three pitches, three strikes there for Allie Minnick, and she's starting to get back into her groove as that's two outs in a row here. First one on a steal attempt, and the next one was a strikeout. Caught Ann Koviak looking. And that's going to bring up number 18, Kylie Baker, right-handed batter for the Cubettes. And she's going to check her swing, but that one's going to catch the upper outside corner of the strike zone for a strike 0-1. And with Kylie Baker up, we have made our way through an entire lineup for the Cubettes in this inning. And Kylie Baker's going to foul this one back. Make it 0-2. Good job by Allie Minnick. After allowing six runs in this inning, she has now come back with two outs in a row, looking for her third and doing a good job of attempting that well ahead of the count at 0-2. And here's the hit by Kylie Baker. It's going to be a chopper right to the pitcher, Allie Minnick, who picks it up and flips it over to first base, and that's going to retire the side here. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the fifth inning in this competitive matchup that is 7-6 in favor of the Cubettes.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds.
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
So
now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
All right, back here at Cypress Falls High School for some playoff softball between the Panthers and the Cubettes. And up to bat is going to be number 8 for the Panthers, Allie Minnick, who came on to pitch for them. And the first one is going to be a swing and a miss there by Kylie Baker with a nice pitch there. And the second one's going to be left outside. 1-1 count here to Allie Minnick. And this one's going to be popped into the netting on the right side to make it 1-2. And nothing short of what we've gotten in the last two games of this series, as this one is 7-6. And this one's going to be fouled off directly behind her. Allie Minnick can stay alive in the count 1-2. And in that fourth inning, we had a tremendous scoring barrage, as it was 11 total runs for both teams scored. And Allie Minnick's going to get a hold of this one. Great job by Kylie Baker to come up, grab it, as it was a very short hopper to her left. Comes up, grabs it, flips over to Harper Castillo. That's going to be the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 12, Sam Barnes.
And that's going to bring up number 12, Sam Barnes, right-handed batter for the Panthers. Her last time out, she had a double in that high-scoring fourth inning, last inning. Here's a pitch from Baker. Umpire is going to say she did not catch that inside knee-high corner. It was just a hair too low, and that's going to be a ball, 1-0. Next one by Baker is going to catch that knee-high corner on the outside this time. 1-1 count to Sam Barnes. And another strike there as she finds that outside same corner. 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch is going to be left outside to even it up at 2. And the 2-2 pitch is put up into right field. And that one's going to fall in right down the right next to the right field line, in between Leighton Davis and Allie Tiemann in second base and right field. And that's going to be a base hit for Sam Barnes. So she follows up her double with a single. And after Sam Barnes, that's going to bring up number 19, Haley Petrosino, to the plate. That's the right-handed batter for the Panthers. And she also got a hit in her last time out with a single and was one of the runs that scored in the fourth. This pitch by Kylie Baker, and this one's going to be pulled right, right side into the netting by Petrosino. Foul ball. Kylie Baker gets some words from coach, and here she comes with the pitch. 0-1 pitch is going to be outside to even up the count at one. So it's been an eventful game so far. Here's a 1-1 pitch by Kylie Baker, and she makes a great play to come down and grab it at her legs, and that's going to be a 1-6-3 double play. But the umpire is going to say that the throw was not in time to first, and the Brenham Cubettes are going to disagree with that, but they're going to get some claps from their crowd, as it was a nice play by Kylie Baker. That ball came back with some heat right at her feet. She did a good job of getting down to it, grabbing it, flipping over to Avery Maurer, but the umpire said the throw did not get to first in time, so that is going to be a fielder's choice where Haley Petrosino gets to first. And that brings up number 15, Hadley Heineman, who last time out did single, and she is 2-for-2 so far with two singles. Left-handed batter for the Panthers. First one is going to be a ball. And she's going to put this one a short grounder. And up comes Mackenzie Thiemann to make the grab and flip it over to first for Harper Castillo. And that is the third out of the inning. And that's going to retire the side. No run scored there by the Panthers. And it's going to remain a 7-6 lead for the Brenham Cubettes. And we'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the fifth inning to Cypress Falls High School for the playoff matchup between the Panthers and the Cubettes, it's time for the home run inning. Buccaneers Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue is again proud to sponsor the home run inning. If your name is drawn and your batter hits a home run, you'll win $30 of gas from Buccaneer. If your batter hits a double or a triple, you'll receive a rack of ribs. Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. You make the call. Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the home run inning, just stop by Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue to register. And with the second batter, as it was a bit of a longer break there, it's going to be Harper Castillo. Alden Jacks was thrown out. So we'll start with Harper Castillo, and she's going to be batting for Daryl Krebs. So good luck, Daryl. First pitch to Harper Castillo is fouled back. And the next one is going to be a swing and a miss by Harper Castillo on the breaking ball by Minnick. It's going to make the count 0-2. So with one out, here's the 0-2 pitch to Castillo. She's going to pop this one out into shallow left center field, and that one's going to fall in as the Panthers players collide with each other, and she's going to go in for extra bases. That's going to be Harper Castillo at second base. And congratulations, Daryl Krebs. That's going to be a rack of ribs for you. And you know what they say about the ribs at Nathan's Barbecue. Ain't no fib about their ribs. Enjoy that, Mr. Krebs. And even though we're getting some pleas for strikes from the Kingwood Park faithful, that is going to be called a ball outside to Stella Landry, number 16. Stella Landry, left right-handed batter for the Cubettes up to bat. 1-0. Here's the hit by Stella Landry. That one's going to stay fair down the left field line on the line drive, and a run is going to score. It's Harper Castillo scoring, and that's a double for Stella Landry. And Stella Landry was hitting for Evan Weiss. So that's two ribs in a row. Congratulations, Evan Weiss, as you get a rack of ribs, too.
Now batting, number seven.
And after the RBI double, that's going to bring up Leighton Davis for the Cubettes. And as we've had two doubles in a row here, that's been two racks of ribs given out so far. Let's see if we can keep the streak going. She's going to be batting for Jerry Zendejo Jr. So with one out, here's Leighton Davis. And that one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner for a strike on the first pitch. One pitch to Leighton Davis. This one's going to be outside, even up the count at one. Here's a pitch by Minnick, and that one's going to be up and away for a second ball. And we just witnessed a rare occurrence here, as two doubles in a row during the home run inning, though. There's going to be two racks of ribs, and that opened up the scoring again here, and that's going to give the Cubettes an 8-6 run lead against the Panthers. And here's the 2-1 pitch to Leighton Davis, and that one's going to be left high again, 3-1. And Leighton Davis is batting for Jerry Zendejo Jr. Good luck, Jerry. Gotten two doubles in a row here. Let's see if we can get lucky. And that one's going to be fouled back for a foul. That's going to make it 3-2. And Leighton Davis, her last two times out, was walked and had a single. And, of course, she scored the first run of the game on that double steal. She was able to steal home. So here's Leighton Davis batting in the ninth position. And this is going to be low, and that's going to be a walk, and that's going to put runners on first and second for the Brenham Cubettes. And up next is it's going to get us back to the top of the lineup with number four, Avery Maurer. And, of course, Avery Maurer, her last time out, had a three-run triple. Go! So with the runner in scoring position, we saw what Avery Maurer did last time. Let's see what she can do now. She's going to take the first one outside for a ball. So on the 1-0 pitch, here it is, and that one's going to be outside again. Going to make it 2-0. And Avery Maurer, after a slow start today to the first three innings, she was thrown out both times. Well, flew out to right field and then a ground ball to first base in her second at-bat, and then more than made up for it with a 3-RBI triple her last time out. And with a 2-0 count, here's the pitch, and this one's going to be off speed, but it's going to stay up high, and that's going to make it 3 balls in a row to Avery Maurer, 3-0. And a walk here would load the bases, as there is currently Leighton Davis on first off a walk, and Stella Landry with her RBI double at second. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and this one is going to be in the strike zone as Avery Maurer was taking the whole way, and that one was on the upper outside corner. 3-1 now. So with one out, runners on first and second, here's a 3-1 pitch to Avery Maurer, and that one's going to be up high and away. That's going to make it bases loaded with only one out. And who's coming up? That's Sarah Mabee.
Number 14, Sarah Mabee.
So Sarah Mabee, her last time out, followed up Avery Maurer's 3-RBI triple with a 2-run home run to bring in Avery Maurer and herself in the fourth inning. So let's see what she can follow up with here. This one's going to be outside. Started off with the ball, 1-0. So bases loaded, only one out here for the Cubettes. This is a 1-0 pitch, and that one's going to be on an inside knee-high corner for Sarah Mabee, going to even up the count at one. And Sarah Mabee is going to be batting for Dawn Danhaus. Good luck, Dawn. Oh, or Dawn Danhaus, I apologize. And next one's going to be taken for a ball, 2-1. Sarah Mabee's going to take this one low for another ball, 3-1. And Coach Gregory is going to come have a talk with Allie Minnick as Allie Minnick comes over to the dugout. I don't believe it's a pitching change. Maybe a case of nerves. Hopefully everything's all right with Allie. As we get as the crowd falls quiet just to make sure she's okay. And as we wait to see what's going on with Allie Minnick, hopefully she's all right. We're going to be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors with...
You need a new roof, but you don't know who to trust, right? Well, there's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cup best softball playoff season.
And it looks like Allie Minnick is going to be okay. She's going to make her way back to the pitching mound.
Still no word on exactly what was going on, but thankfully she's all right, and we're going to be able to continue here. And again, it's Sarah Mabee batting for Dawn Downhouse here in the home run inning. We've had two racks of ribs given out already, so let's see if we can keep it going. There's only one out, and there is bases loaded. So not only would a double or triple score a couple runs, it would also get Dawn Downhouse a rack of ribs. And a grand slam would get him $30 of gas from Buccaneers, so good luck to Dawn. As Allie Minnick gets a few warm-up pitches just to get back in the zone here, get warmed up again. And while she warms up, we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors. Just make sure she gets ample time.
Citizens State Bank would like to wish all the Brenham Cub and Cubat players well in the playoffs. We love supporting sports in our community. That's why CSB is proud to be a sponsor of Washington County Baseball and Softball. At CSB, we value our customers and make it a priority to remain community invested. Because our hometown is your hometown. Citizen State Bank, local people, making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we come back, Allie Minnick is ready to keep going. And the first pitch as we come back with the 3-1 count is going to be fouled back by Sarah Mabee. That's going to fill up the count at 3-2. Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, so I apologize. Actually, Allie Minnick did come out, and Haley Seals is back into the game. She started it off and made way for Allie Minnick, and Haley Seals is going to come back. As it seems, Allie Minnick was just not feeling well. And this one's going to be popped up into center field. And Avery Maurer is going to tag. And the runner's going to tag up and score a run. But as the runner was trying to tag up at third, she gets thrown out. And that's going to make it two outs here. And we did have a pitching change. That pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. As Haley Seals comes back in for Allie Minnick. And Wellman Insurance, make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. And it looks like the Kingwood Park Panthers are going to have a little bit of a timeout here as the girls head into the dugout. I'm going to try to get word on it, what exactly is going on, but we saw Allie Minnick come out. All right, and as we have a timeout here, we're gonna take another break here because they're warming up and having a meeting in the dugout with all the girls. So we'll be back after another 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park Street in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubettes softball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for making this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state!
So after that was the end of the inning, we're going to be back for the top of the sixth here. And to lead things off is going to be Lexi Barbantine, designated player for the Panthers. She has yet to get on base today. And first of all, congratulations to our two winners from the home run inning. That's Evan Weiss and Daryl Krebs, who will each be getting a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And you know what they say about Nathan's Barbecue's ribs? Ain't no fib about their ribs. an umpire coming out having a talk with Coach Roberts here. We've had no shortage of umpire conferences here today. Had one earlier for some pushing and shoving, and they decided not to punish anybody, but there was a scuffle over on second base on a steal attempt. Thankfully, nothing came of that, as the crowd was not happy with it on both sides. Never want to see too much aggression. You love aggressive play, but once it starts to get physical, umpires got to take over, and they did a good job of that. And now the umpire, after talking to Coach Roberts, is going to go have a talk with Coach Gregory. Not exactly sure what they're going to call here. And umpire's going to go back to talk to Coach Roberts. Not getting a good indication of what's going on here, but Coach Roberts definitely sees something going wrong. Not sure what exactly is going on. It's going to be another conference by the umpires, the second one in as many minutes. And you can hear the clamoring from the crowd. I'm not sure they know exactly either. But no explanation here from the umpires. And we're going to get back. And we're going to get back to play. Oh, but Coach Roberts is going to call him back over. Sorry for the silence. I'm just trying to get a listen into what's going on. And they're going to call the umpire over, the umpires over for another conference here. And let's take a quick 30-second break here as I try to make sense of what's going on here. We've had three breaks in 3 minutes and with both coaches. So we'll be back after. Let's make a 60-second break as they get a chance to sort things out here.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Still no word on exactly what's going on here. I've got the crowd mic turned up, see if we get an explanation, maybe from somebody that's a little closer, able to listen what they're discussing. Again, it's still both coaches with the umpire crew having a conversation about what's going on. But might as well do a recap of how the game's gone so far. It's now a 9-6 ball game in favor of the Cubs, the Cubettes, as on that last inning, they did get caught on a double play, but that did score a run. And that made it 9-6 after an 8-6 lead. We have 8 hits for the Cubettes and 9 hits for the Panthers. And we have had 2 pitching changes for the Panthers, as Haley Seals started off the game, and then Allie Minnick had to come out, and back came in Haley Seals, and that's who's on the mound now, or was on the mound at the bottom of the fifth inning. And as we have had a lengthy delay here to start the top of the sixth inning, still waiting on an explanation exactly as to what's going on, but it looks like everybody's going to take the field, and I don't think they're going to call. After all that delay, I don't think any changes have been made. So it looks like just some confusion going on between both dugouts and the umpires, and we're going to keep it as it is. Top of the sixth inning, no balls, no strikes. We're just starting the inning. We're leading off here. And you can hear the crowd is just happy to get things going again, as are we. And here comes the first pitch to Kylie Baker to Lexi Barbantine. And that one is going to catch that knee-high corner on the outside. And that's going to be, oh! And that's going to be an 0-1 count. And the next one is going to be a ball outside, even up the count at one. All right, now all the confusion's over. We're back here. It's a 1-1 count to Barbantine, who tries to bunt, but gets it fouled back. And as Tommy, who unfortunately had to go for the day, would say, she just didn't get it out in front of the plate. Got to get that bat out in front of the plate for an effective bunt. And Barbantine is kind of leaning as the pitch was outside. But nonetheless, on the foul ball, that's going to make it a 1-2 count. And as Barbantine yet to get on base today, designated hitter for the Panthers. And she's going to foul this one down the left side right over the third baseline. Stay alive in the count 1-2 as that one looked like it was good in the strike zone, but gets a hold of it just a little early on it and pulls it left. And Kylie Baker gets one to chase one outside. Swing and a miss for a strikeout for Kylie Baker. Great job there by her getting Barbantine to chase a ball outside. And that's going to be the first out of the inning on a strikeout by Kylie Baker. Great job there. That is her fourth strikeout of the game. So we have a change here for the Panthers as number 9, Emily McKithrin, is going to come in for Ava Kleinfelter in that leadoff position. And the first one is going to be outside for a ball. So with the 1-0 count, here's the 1-0 pitch. And that one outside again, going to make it 2-0. And as we mentioned, that is number 9, Emily McKithrin, who's brought in to pinch hit for the leadoff hitter, Ava Kleinfelter. And on the next pitch, Kylie Baker is going to get it on that inside knee-high corner for a strike to even up the count at 2. And another swing and a miss. That's two strikeouts in a row for Kylie Baker as she gets another batter to swing and miss. This time it was Emily McKithrin swinging and missing after Lexi Barbantine. So that's two up, two down here for Kylie Baker. Off to a great start to the inning. So now we're going to get Ava Kleinfelter in, left-handed batter for the Panthers. Now, I may be wrong here, but I think what's going on is Emily McKithrin has been brought in to hit, possibly for Addison Gomez. Addison Gomez come out, Barbantine, the designated player, goes in at catcher. But as we say that, Kleinfelter is going to get it over, and Leighton Davis gets on the ball, but she drops it as she tries to flip it over to Harper Castillo, and that's going to be an E4 to get Ava Kleinfelter now hitting in the two spot for the And as there was some confusion up here for us, Coach Roberts is going to come talk to the umpire. I believe they may have been out of order as Ava Kleinfelter did start pitching in that leadoff spot. And Emily McKithern did come in for somebody, but it was supposed to be for Ava Kleinfelter. But instead, Ava Kleinfelter came out in the second position. And waiting on another, and we're going to have another umpire conference here. And we do apologize for so many breaks, but we're going to take a 30-second break here to let the umpires make up their mind on what's going on here with the batting lineup and Coach Roberts' concerns. And we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Brenham Cubettes during their exciting playoff season. They believe in investing in the future of Washington County and are especially proud of these outstanding young women. For expert veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, trust the team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
So I believe what the consensus is that they're discussing amongst the umpires is that Kingwood Park may have been caught batting out of order here, as Emily McKithern was supposed to have come in for Ava Kleinfelter, but then Ava Kleinfelter came up to bat as we were in the 9-1 and 2 positions as the three batters coming up for the top of the sixth inning. Still no decision yet as they review their scorecards. But that was Emily McKithern was out on a strikeout. That was Kylie Baker's second strikeout in a row of the inning, and that puts her at 5 strikeouts on the game. And when Addison Gomez was supposed to come up, then we got Ava Kleinfelter come up. So I'm sure we're going to get an answer here. As now, yeah, Addison Gomez, who was supposed to be in the number 2 position, is now warming up. So starting to look like the Panthers did bat out of order. Because that is number 21 warming up in the batter's box for the Panthers. Addison Gomez, who, like I mentioned, was supposed to be in that 2 position. That's where she started off the game. Emily McKithern pitched in the 1... hit in the 1 position, but after she hit in the 1 position, Ava Kleinfelter, who started the game off in the leadoff position, came into bat. So good job there by Coach Roberts to catch that. And if she does catch that, there's going to be a key mistake here for the Panthers, and that's going to be an out for the Panthers, and that would end the inning. And that would end the inning for the Panthers. And we're going to take a little bit of a longer break here, give them some time to discuss this and come up to a decision, because they are taking their time making their decision as both coaches are up there pleading their case. So we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Good luck to the Brenham Cubettes softball team in playoffs.
Cattleman Supply is your headquarters for Nutrina feed, seeds, fertilizers, and weed killer. Whether you want bulk or liquid fertilizer or a liquid fertilizer with weed killer combination, Cattleman Supply can equip you to get the job done in a simple once-over application. Cattlemen and farmers in the Washington County area rely on Cattleman Supply. Highway 105 in Brenham. The Schwartz family at Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 takes this opportunity to salute the Brenham High School Cubettes softball team and their coaches and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
So it's starting to become pretty clear here that the Panthers did bat out of order. The umpires are still dealing with the decision because they're calling over, looks like, the scorekeeper now for looking to call the scorekeeper out here. And as the girls stay entertained with the Kleinfelter over in first place playing rock, paper, scissors with the dugout of the Cubettes, nice to know they're keeping things friendly after the skirmish earlier. But nonetheless, still have not received a decision as Coach Roberts and Coach Gregory are up with the umpires, all three. And the scorekeeper is going to get a round of applause there. Don't think a decision has been made, but just recognizing the important job that she does for the teams. Now, if this is a batter out of order, that would end the inning with the third out. And that would be a big mistake there by the Panthers as they're down three runs here in the sixth inning. That'll only give them one more inning to make up for the deficit. And would be a huge catch by the coaches on the Brenham Cubettes dugout. You know, good eye to see that the batting was out of order. So we're going to see what they're going to call it. Now, even though it seems to be pretty clear that they did bat out of order, they're going to leave the runner on first. That's Ava Kleinfelter. And Addison Gomez, who was supposed to be in the two spot, is now batting. But she's batting third. And again, for the second night in a row, the storyline has been the officiating, as they've made some key plays, but nonetheless, it's going to be Gomez in the batter's box, right-handed batter for the Panthers, and Kylie Baker's going to give her a pitch that catches that inside knee-high corner with a beautiful fastball, and that's going to make it 0-1. Kylie Baker has had two strikeouts in a row. She did allow Ava Kleinfelter batting supposedly out of position. So we'll take our time to kind of catch up what's going on here as we get our scorecards in check. But nonetheless, it is Addison Gomez in there batting, and that's 1-1. Next one's going to be low 2-1. This one's going to be out to the left field wall. It's going to hit the wall. It's going to fall in. Kleinfelter is rounding third. The throw's going to come into second, and that's going to be an RBI double there for Addison Gomez. And, you know, after what seems to be a missed call by the umpires, it definitely seemed like they batted out of order. They don't call anybody out, and on the next at-bat, that's going to be an RBI double for Addison Gomez. And though we have our fifth batter, we're in the fourth batting and the third batting position after starting in the ninth batting position. And this one's going to be inside for Kylie Baker. It's going to be 1-0 count. And that's going to be another ball by Kylie Baker, making it 2-0 with two outs here. It's a two-run ball game, 9-7. Kylie Baker's going to put this one. This is going to be in the left field. That one's going to be a line drive that falls in front of Sarah Mabee, and that's going to be an RBI single for Papa Demetriou. Abby Papa Demetriou brings in another run, and that's going to cut the deficit to one run with two runs here in the top of the sixth inning, and that's going to make it 9-8. And that's 22 Kylie Brown coming up. Keely Brown. So Keeley Brown, shortstop for the Panthers, right-handed batter, is going to come up against Kylie Baker, and Kylie Baker's going to get her to swing and miss on her first pitch to be a strike. Next one's going to be outside for a ball, 1-1. So Kylie Baker with a 1-1 pitch. They got a runner on first with a one-run lead. This one's going to be popped up to first base, and Harper Castillo is going to make the play and flip the ball out. And that's going to be a two-run top of the sixth for the Panthers, and that's going to bring this from a three-run game to a two-run game with a Brenham Cubettes up 9-8 after some controversy with a call by the umpire saying that they were not batting out of order, so no runners go out. And after that call with two outs, the Panthers are able to score two runs, and that's how we get here to the 9-8 score. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the sixth.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here, it's time for the bottom of the sixth inning with the Brenham Cubettes up to bat. And up to bat first is going to be Mackenzie Tiemann. Her last time out, she did have a single, and she's gotten on base twice today. And again, Coach Gregory is going to come up and have a talk with the home plate umpire as Coach Roberts takes her position over next to third base. Not sure what they're talking about this time. There's been plenty of confusion. No need to add to it here. But nonetheless, we got ourselves a very competitive and, dare I say, eventful game going on so far. It is a 9-8 lead for the Brenham Cubettes after the Panthers were able to score two runs in the top of the sixth. Here come the Brenham Cubettes in the bottom of the sixth with Mackenzie Tiemann up to bat. As I mentioned, her last time out, she did single, and it is still Haley Seals out there. And this one's going to be out to shortstop position, and Keeley Brown is able to make the bobbling catch over in shortstop and flip it to first, and that's going to be the first out of the inning on the first batter. And that was a good play there by Keeley Brown to control the ball and flip it over in time for the out. And that's going to bring up number 11, Kinley Antkowiak. Her last time out was struck out. And this one's going to be a fly ball out to right field, and that one's going to fall into foul territory for a foul ball. And Kinley Antkowiak is going to take her position back into the batter's box, a right-handed batter against the righty Haley Seals as she came back in for Allie Minnick. And two very different pitchers as Minnick throws with more power, but Haley Seals excels on placement. And this one is going to be a line drive out towards right field, but a great job there by second base Sam Barnes to make a leaping catch to stop from getting out there on the line drive. And that's going to be two outs here. And that's two up, two down here for the Kingwood Park Panthers. And very quickly have gotten two outs on the Brenham Cubettes, and that's going to bring up Kylie Baker, the pitcher for the Cubettes, right-handed batter. And she's going to foul this one straight back and make it 0-1. So with a one-run lead, nobody on base, and two outs, Kylie Baker's up to bat. And on that one, it's going to be a ball. Make it 1-1. And on deck is Alden Jacks. If Kylie Baker can get on base. Here's the pitch by Seals, and she's going to put this one up and away. Make it a 2-1 count. And as we saw, as I was mentioning earlier, Allie Minnick, more of a power... More power on her pitches. Haley Seals has a little bit of a slower pitch, but does great with the placement and good movement on her pitches. Let's see what she has here for Callie Baker. As Callie Baker's going to get a piece of that one, but it's going to be fouled back 2-2. She chased one outside there, as that one looked like it was going outside, but thought she could get a hold of it, and that's going to make it a 2-2 count. So the 2-2 pitch, here it is, and that one's going to be in the dirt. Going to fill up the count at 3-2. And the full count pitch is going to be fouled back into the netting. And this one's going to be up and outside, and that's going to be a walk for Kylie Baker as she manages to get on base, and that's going to bring up Alden Jacks. So with two outs, out comes Alden Jacks, and we're going to get a courtesy runner over at first. It looks like it's going to be Allie Team in number one. And the throw is going to get a good job by Keely Brown there to get the throw, flip it over to first, and that's going to retire the side with the third out of the inning. A scoreless inning there by the Brenham Cubettes is going to keep the game at 9-8, and we'll be back for the top of the seventh inning with the Panthers up to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Hey there, I'm singer-songwriter Lainey Wilson. On my Whirlwind World Tour, I've lost count of the miles, the roads, twists, turns, pit stops, and drive-thrus we've been through. But wherever the road takes me, I'm never too far from a taste of home, thanks to Whataburger and my favorite, the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. Open all day and all night with food that makes us feel like we're from here, wherever here is.
Say it with me now.
What a burger!
As we come back here to Cypress Falls High School, it's going to be Allie Minnick up to bat for the Panthers in the top of the seventh inning. Right-handed batter for the Panthers. And here comes Kylie Baker is going to stay out there. This is her seventh inning of work. Right-handed pitcher for the Cubettes. And she's going to put this first pitch into that knee-high outside corner for a tremendous strike to start things off. So batting in the five hole is Allie Minnick. And she's going to foul the next one back, and very quick ahead of the count here for Kylie Baker, 0-2. And Allie Minnick, that was the she had a brief stint pitching in this game, but came back out for Haley Seals, and now she is back to batting. And her first time out did strike out and flew out twice after. So she has yet to reach base. I'm sure she's looking to change that here. As she gets a couple words from Coach Gregory, the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one's going to be popped up and just foul down the right field line. Not high enough for the window effect. It looks like she was just a little late on it. And that's going to keep the count at 1-2. As Allie Minnick gets some words of encouragement here. Kylie Baker loads up. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And this one's going to be right at Kylie Baker on the one hopper. Kylie Baker grabs it, floats it over to first base, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. One up, one down here for Kylie Baker. And on that out is going to come up number 12, Sam Barnes. Sam Barnes' last time out was thrown out 1-6 at second base. But before that, she did hit she hit a single and was then thrown out on a steal attempt. And before that, she hit a double. So she's done a good job of getting on base here today. And she's going to take the first one down low for a ball. And she's going to pop this one into the netting, and that's going to make it a 1-1 count on the foul ball. So with Sam Barnes up to bat, the Panthers are down to the last two outs to try to overcome this one-run deficit. And here's a pitch by Kylie Baker on the 1-1 count. This one's going to be low and away. So with the count now 2-1, Kylie Baker, going to want to throw a strike and see what she gives her. And this was going to be popped out into left field. It's going to not reach the wall, and up comes Sarah Mabee to make the catch. Got some good contact on it, but got too far under it as too much air got under that ball and allowed Sarah Mabee to make the read and make the catch. And that's going to be the second out of the inning. And in this Game 3 winner-go-home matchup, we're going to have one last out here. The Panthers are down to their last out, but they only have a one-run deficit. So let's see what we have here as Haley Petrosino comes up. She has reached base her last two times out. Let's see what Kylie Baker has here for her. And it's going to be right at Kylie Baker. She's going to stop it, flip it over to first, and the Brenham Cubettes are going to win the ball game, 9-8, with plenty of controversy, plenty of runs scored. This has been a fantastic, extremely eventful ball game as you hear the Brenham Cubette faithful exploding with excitement as they're going to win their first playoff series of the year. And we're going to line up for high fives and be back after a word from our sponsors.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout-out to the Girls of the Diamond, the Brenham Cubettes softball team, one of Texas's best high school softball programs. You can stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Go in today or shop online 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as the playoff Cubettes get ready to take their pictures for their first playoff series win of the year, this was a UIL playoff game. Remember to mark your calendars, the 2025 UIL State Football State Softball Championships take place May 29th through May 31st at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/football. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's softball, not football. I apologize. And, great game here today. It was an eventful game, plenty of back and forth here between the two teams. But at the end of the day, the Brenham Cubettes are able to win it 9-8 and really has been on course for what we've seen throughout this whole series, as it's been one-run ball games in every game so far. So it's just fitting that it ends with a one-run ball game, too. And thankfully it was, with the Brenham Cubettes getting their win, and that is their first playoff series win of the year that goes the distance of three games. So congratulations to the Brenham Cubettes, and we'll be back with some more of the postgame show here after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Cubettes good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory, so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubettes softball team in the playoffs. They're cheering them on into another successful season. They wish our Cubettes a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Sendero Arbor Care would like to extend their heartfelt congratulations to the Brenham Cubettes softball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the the health of your trees and property.
And as we come back here to Cypress Falls High School, I have Mackenzie Tiemann playing third base today for the Cubettes. And Mackenzie, great job today. You guys get a very hard-fought win, and that goes to say that every game in this series has been hard-fought. So how did you feel coming in today knowing that it wasn't going to be anything easy?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it yesterday on the way home that we were going to have to stay composed, get a good night's sleep. With everything that happened the last two games, it could go either way. So we were just going to have to stay composed and play our game and know that we would come out on top if we fought as hard as we could and gave everything we had.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, with the Brenham High School prom tonight, I bet that's a great way to start off the day to even have an even better night. Are you excited for tonight?
Yes, we're going to be a little tired, but we're super excited. We were kind of worried last night. Everyone was a little upset that we had to play today, but we strung it together and got a win so that we can be happier at prom.
Yeah, great job brushing that loss off yesterday and coming out with a strong victory here. Congratulations and good luck on the next playoff series.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, and up next, I'm going to have Kylie Baker. And Kylie, what a job there today, pitching a full game to push your team through to the next series. And how did you feel coming in? I see that, you know, your emotions are running high because you had a great game, and it was a hard-fought game, to say the least. So how did you feel out there on the mound and knowing that coach was willing to trust you to go all seven innings?
Yeah, first of all, thank you. I think, like, we knew after last night that we were going to stay composed. It was going to be a tough battle. And I think making sure that just the team stay composed and we control what we can control helped us today and helped us ultimately win.
Awesome, yeah. And it was a hard-fought game. You had, I believe it was six strikeouts in that game. So strong performance, six strikeouts in seven innings. So filled up the stat sheet. And the most important stat of all is you got to win. So how do you feel going into the next playoff series knowing that you have that confidence that you go out there and pitch a full game?
I think it'll help. I mean, we weren't all at our full. We were all a little tired today. So I think just making sure we rest, and some of us are sick. Like, I've been sick. So just making sure we can get over this and be ready to go and, like, work on to the next round and go back to work.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you just told us that you were sick, that just makes this that much more impressive. So congratulations and enjoy prom tonight and good luck on the next series.
Thank you.
Got it. Well, now I have Coach Roberts, and I'm sure this is going to be a great one because Coach Roberts, after a hard-fought couple of games there, you know, it was I wasn't doing the game yesterday, but I heard it was a tough one to lose yesterday. So to be able to bounce back with such a great win today, how did you feel coming in today?
Well, you know, before we got off the bus today, I told our kids how proud I was of them. They have represented our town. Like, I'm emotional over it. They have represented our town so well. And last night was just, I've never seen anything like it. So to come back today with the grit that they showed as a team, we scored those six runs after they scored five. And I was crying on third base. I was like, I need to get myself together. But they've been just such a great group, and they bought in. So I'm, especially after last night, I'm proud that, you know, it was hard fought. I knew all three games. I knew 1-2, whatever it was going to be, that we matched up pretty evenly. So to come out on top, we're very proud of our kids.
Yeah, I mean, definitely plenty of reasons to be proud. I saw you explode over there on third base on first base with excitement. I mean, especially after yesterday, like you mentioned, it is a huge, huge win. Now, knowing that your girls are fighting so well, do you mind elaborating a little bit on what happened in the sixth inning? We had a lot of confusion up here about with the different umpire.
Absolutely. The pitcher had to come out due to an injury, and she was hitting, I believe, in the five hole. Well, they were trying to put their flex hitter, the flex position, which was number one, their pitcher, into that spot in the lineup. Well, you cannot do that. You can only enter your flex in the DP position in the lineup, which would have been the nine hole position. So they technically hit an extra hitter then. We got her out, so we got the result of the out. Say that she got a base hit, I could have, you know, argued it or whatever you want to, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Then we would have gotten the out there, but since we got the play was an out, there was really not two. But what they hit out of order technically is what happened because they thought they could enter the flex for a different part in the lineup.
I understand. Okay, thank you for clearing that up. And, you know, definitely the last thing we ever want is for the umpires to have that, you know, play such a huge part. We want it to be a clean game. So thank you for elaborating on that. I know yesterday there was a couple calls, but nonetheless, you guys were able to overcome all of those obstacles, overcome the adversity. And how does a playoff win feel?
Great. I feel great. I'm proud. I'm real proud of our kids.
Yeah, and I know Brenham is super proud of them, too. You know, it's called the baseball capital of Texas. Maybe we should add softball there, too.
Hey, we love our boys, too. Good luck to them. I don't know what they play today. I don't know
yes,
what time, but good luck to them.
I haven't gotten the update yet, but I will make sure to update you. I'll catch you before you head out.
All right. I would also like to give a shout-out to Doug. I don't know if we've heard anything, so we're thinking about him. So.
Yeah, Doug, we haven't heard yet from him, but he did suffer an injury here at the ballpark yesterday, so thank you so much. And make sure to keep him in your prayers, and we all will, too.
Yes, we appreciate all y'all do.
Thank you so much. All right, and that was the post-game interviews. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Well, head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Cubettes on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you looking to buy or wanting to sell? Well, Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit them online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs and Cubettes good luck during the playoffs.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubette softball team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cubette softball team during their playoffs.
All right, as we're back here to Cypress Falls High School, as the Brenham Cubettes have just won their first playoff series of the year, a 9-8 game against the Kingwood Park Panthers in a hard-fought series all throughout. But the Brenham Cubettes get the win, and they will be advancing. And it's time for the Drive of the Game, sponsored by Hyundai of Brenham. Drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of electric and hybrid vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan or SUV, they have something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in the community. And our drive of the game by Hyundai of Brenham is going to be Sarah Mabey, who in that fourth inning where the Brenham Cubettes were able to take that lead that they did not give up, that was going to be a two-run home run out to right field right at the scoreboard. So that's what gave them the lead, and the Brenham Covets were able to hold on to it from there. So a two-run home run by Sarah Mabey is going to be the drive of the game. And after that, we're going to have, of course, our John Breeden star of the game. And you just heard from her a little bit ago. That's going to be Kylie Baker, who comes in and throws seven innings and throws, I believe, six strikeouts. So great game by her to throw the full game and get the win, which is the most important stat of all. And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. That's John Breeden for State Farm Insurance, and that he is the sponsor of the star of the game. So we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the final game wrap-up, but that is a Brenham Cubs victory.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back to Sci Falls High School one last time. I am Javi Jr. filling in for Doug Brown, as Doug did suffer an injury, so please keep him in your prayers and for a speedy recovery. Once again, the final score: the Brenham Cubettes 9 and the Panthers and the Kingwood Park Panthers 8, as the Brenham Cubettes win the series 2-1. And goodbye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
And today's game of Brenham Cubette Baseball brought to us by A Freedom Bell Bonds, Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, John Breeden with State Farm, BVR Material, Performance Health and Wellness, TNA Services, Ubo Creamery, Seidel Schrader, Brenham Collision Center, Hyundai of Brenham, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Blinn College, Tegger Toyota, Wellman Entrance Agency, Computer Helpers, J&A Roofing, Nathan's Barbecue, Tielemann General Contracting, Apple Ford, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Bilski Waterwell Services, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Cattleman Supply, Collier Construction, Kendra Tile, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Diamond & Associates, J&J Packing, Wingstop, Sendero Arbor Cares, Citizen State Bank, and Hody Real Estate. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.